In the North Woods, lumber is both a big industry and a way for ordinary folks to make a decent living on their own. This week, we're meeting with Louis Fournier, a man who's made his living cutting wood for more than 50 years. Louis lives on a small spread just south of Cass Lake with his wife, Gloria. Behind the house is what amounts to a lumberman's museum. Louis collects chainsaws.
So I just kind of grew up on the farm and go to the woods with my older brothers. I just stayed in the woods, I guess. I don't know, never really thought about doing anything else. My mother wasn't much on going to school. She didn't care if I went or not. And if she could have got away with it, I probably wouldn't have went.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of jobs, you know, as far as job market in this part of the country. It's never been real great, and people just do what they had to do. Some of them farmed a little bit. Some of them worked in the woods. And
yeah.
All kinds of odd jobs.
Well, should we go out and take a look at those chainsaws?
Yeah. Well.
The shop is huge, maybe 40 feet by 60 and almost 20 feet tall. Hanging from the rafters are more chainsaws than I've ever seen in one place. I feel like the blades are all aimed toward my head, like some weird scene in a horror movie.
Probably worked for just about every one of them at one time or another.
Really?
Sawed with a lot of saws over the years. And I don't know, one day I just, they're laying around the country, I just decided I'm going to start collecting them. And I just thought, well, I'll hang them in the rafters. They're out of the way, they ain't bothering nobody. And some days I can just sit there and look at them. Like, yeah, I remember carrying that little club out in the woods.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild, the creative economy of the North Woods. I'm talking to Louis Fournier about his long history as a logger and his chainsaw collection.
But these home lights were one of the better saws back in the 50s. They were pretty popular, and they were a good saw, but that saw right there would cost you $450, $500 back in the 50s. And you know how much money?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people never had them. You had to cut a lot of sticks to pay for that thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to cut, and if you worked for somebody else, they paid you by the stick. Probably 7 cents a stick or something to cut it. You had to cut it and put it in a little pile. And so you had to have a road so the horse and dray could come up there. And the horses didn't like to walk through brush, so they wanted all the brush mowed out of there. You know, and the price of money back then, $25 is about two, three days work.
Uh-huh.
That was your gross for the 2-3 days.
Now, Louis didn't step off the beaten path. For him, it has always been the path. He started working in the woods when he was just a kid, about 13 years old. And back then, owning a chainsaw was kind of a pipe dream.
So how many?
I don't know, 75 or 80, somewhere. Still adding.
Yeah, gosh.
I see dozens of chainsaws hanging up and laying around. McCulloch's, John's Rood's, Home Lights, David Bradley's, Clinton's. It's like looking at the history of logging here in the North Woods.
Do you ever think to yourself, oh, I've already got one of those, or just pick them up?
If I get a chance, I'll pick it up if it's cheap. I know some of them I probably got 4 or 5 of the same saws. But someday, if you ever decide to fix them, you might want some parts, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
I used to carry an old 80-pound saw back in the woods, and then it wouldn't start. You carry it back up to the landing, and did that many, many times. Some old piece of junk, you'd probably been better off leaving the yard, take an old bow saw out to get more done. Old David Bradley's there. He used to be able to buy them in Sears for $77. In the Sears Roebuck catalog. I used to look at them and think, boy, I wish I had one of them. If I had any money, I'd have had one. But
yeah, you ought to lift one of them, Bill. See what I got carried around the woods.
Holy buckets. Jeez. That's not light.
No, never had one of the lighter saws. And no, McCullough, they were pretty light, that lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. think that's why.
I got an old 361 up there, and that thing weighs about 80 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I don't see it right off him.
I can't imagine hefting one of those monsters out into the woods to cut down trees. But Louis doesn't just collect chainsaws. He likes a bit of wheeling and dealing in whatever he can find at an auction. It's a part of his own creative economy. I bought a few things from him myself. A camper, some windows, a bit of this and that.
Well, I like to deal and stuff. I don't know. I grew up with an old... We had a neighbor who used to hit every auction in the country and buy a pickup load of stuff every week. And I always thought that was kind of neat. And then he'd peddle a few pieces to the neighbors. And that's why I go to auctions. A lot of times you can buy something for 10 cents on the dollar and sell it for 50 cents on the dollar and you made 40 cents on the dollar.
I take a last look around. The place is scattered with various bits of equipment and lots of stuff, including a flock of chickens clucking about. For Louis, this is not an alternative lifestyle. It's just life.
Yeah, my wife's Gloria, and we raised 6 kids, I guess. So, we had a... It's been pretty good. We made a living anyway, so... Well, a lot of people made their living doing that, you know? Still making their living trying to do it. I think it's a little different game today than it used to be, but still the same deal. You gotta put out some sticks. Well, logging's just like farming, the same difference. Farmers cut their corn or dig their potatoes, loggers go out there and get the wood out of the woods. It's the same difference. You know, the grows back, go out and log. I've logged places. 30 years later, you go back and log the same area. It's just a cycle of life.
I'm Milt Lee with The Call of the Wild.